Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of WikiCuriosity Media or its affiliates. WikiCuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on WikiCuriosity Media Progress is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor. Coming to you live from the WikiCuriosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Cinephiles. I am Dan. I'm
Alex.
And we are your hosts for tonight. Joining us in the studio is Miss Angel.
Hello.
And our producer, Austin.
He's silent.
And you can join us as well. 718-664-9735 brings you into the studio with us, or you can hit us up on our live on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, go to the search bar, type in Behind the Screen Radio Show, the first one that pops up. Click like, share, and follow. We kept up to date and everything going on in BTS land. Also, head on over to WikiCuriosity Media's Facebook page. Give them a like and a follow. We kept up to date and everything going on in WikiCuriosity land. From the Facebook page, you can hit up the website, www.wikicuriosity.wixsite.com/WC Media. On the website, there's a bunch of stuff. Go check it out. We also have a YouTube channel, WikiCuriosity Media. There's a bunch of good stuff. Go check it out. You can check out all of our shows on iTunes. You can also check out all of our archived shows from our Facebook page. There's a link. Yeah. Welcome to another wonderful Wednesday night.
Welcome to another stroke.
For some reason, I was almost going to say welcome to another fucking wonderful Wednesday night.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. Wednesday night.
I was hoping nobody would say that.
Wednesday night.
You guys
want
to be
funnier than Wednesday?
Thursday. What the fuck?
What the there's your soundbite for the night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's another from
what? It's Wednesday, sir.
I didn't know what you were trying to say. You just another.
So it's Wednesday.
Yeah,
it is Wednesday, my dude.
That's all of my contribution for the evening.
It's also National Macaroni and Cheese Day.
My favorite in
the whole world. Oh, if I would have known that, I would have made macaroni and cheese.
We just found out.
What said you made cheesy rice?
I did. It was.
You got half of it.
It was cheesy.
You got cheesy starch, which is kind of what
yeah,
and
I mean, it
rice and cheese.
Close enough.
Yeah.
It's like a gluten-free mac and cheese.
But it's totally not gluten-free.
A little bit.
The rice is not gluten-free.
To be fair, there was
pasta
in with the rice, so technically, minus the bronies, it's still mac and cheese.
No, it's pasta and cheese.
Whatever.
Macaroni and cheese. It literally means the macaroni noodle.
I don't like macaroni noodles.
Because the other one is shells and cheese.
This is true.
Shell noodles.
But macaroni noodles are gross.
That's that one.
Happy Macaroni and Cheese Day.
National Macaroni and Cheese.
You got none?
National. Federal holiday.
It should be a federal holiday.
Petition for it.
Yes.
You know what else should be a federal holiday?
What even is the saying?
Penis.
Penis.
Okay. I can't hear them.
Let's do a penis game. Whoever wins. Whoever does it the loudest wins.
I'll show you the whole video later.
Okay.
It's way too long for this show.
19
seconds.
We don't have time for that on the show tonight. I'm terribly sorry.
We'll do it again.
We'll do it during our break.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Anyway. Let's see if there was anything interesting.
Well, are we not doing the weekly update thing?
Yeah, we'll do a weekly update.
How was everybody's week since yesterday?
I am tired as shit today. For the same reasons I was tired as shit yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not too tired, to be honest.
I am.
I slept pretty good.
I bet you did.
I slept weird on my hand, but it's pretty good.
That's good. Good. I slept okay.
He slept on my ass. He was like, he was the big spoon last night for some reason. And so his mouth is right here. It was right there.
And she said what you wanted me to do in that puddle.
It was not quiet. Like, this is a new development in my life, and I am not used to the borders being crossed by his immigrant ass.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Now, is it an illegal immigration?
Yes. And I keep trying to deport you over the back over the border, but you just won't go.
You want to know
if I'm back? No, we don't. I know where you're going. I don't want to know.
Choctaw tribe. We're slave owners.
That's a fun fact.
I didn't know either.
I looked it up.
Okay. Yeah,
quick,
give me
all the shit.
Right? It's all the bullshit you're giving me about my IV.
I literally never talked to you about you guys.
Oh,
I make fun of you because you're white. That's it.
No, our family tracks back to just being liars, not slaveholders.
Yeah. we're just con people.
My dad said actually tracks back to being slaves. Very recently. Like, 4 generations or 5 generations back.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah, but, like, not the 1700s.
It was 1900s.
Yeah. Late 1800s, early 1900s, yeah.
Cool.
Still a fresh wound.
Still healing over.
You looking for your 40 potatoes and a mule?
Yeah. Any compensation.
You or a loved one has been infected by slavery.
Infected.
We literally had a whole talk about racism.
I'm white.
Make them come up under white people.
Yeah, it was white people owning white people. I don't know what I'm supposed to say about it.
He's not racist. Anyway.
Is Gaelic a race? It's white.
It's a region.
It's white.
So, what were you doing? You were doing this week in history?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Literally the only thing that's
go for it.
Of note is in 2005. I mean, yeah. The 38th San Diego Comic-Con International opened at San Diego. And in 2008, The Dark Knight premiered in New York.
Cool.
Literally the only thing of note that would be of interest for us.
Nice.
On a sweet July 14th.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, tonight's topic.
Yes.
About like trailers, upcoming movies, what we think about them, like our most anticipated ones, our favorite ones. Not necessarily the ones we think are going to do the best, but the ones we're most excited for.
The ones we are looking forward to.
Yeah, you can of course chime in if you want. People.
Yeah.
People. Oh, the people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got the live up and I've got the.
So if you want to let us know, go ahead.
Yeah, if you want to know what you think, call in or hit us up on the Facebook feed. So we did some research right before the show.
Yeah.
And we've done, you and I do a lot of research anyway. just off air and off topic.
Yeah.
A lot of these upcoming movies that we're really excited for, upcoming TV shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had countless discussions about The Bad Batch before it came out, WandaVision, Loki, and Falcon and Winter Soldier before they ever came out.
Yeah. We talked about those.
Yeah.
Like back in January or something.
Yeah. So we have conversations both on and off air about things that we're excited for and we're looking forward to.
Yeah.
So the first one I want to talk about.
Do we want to go top?
Yeah.
Do we want to go to most anticipated or least anticipated?
Just whatever we have on the list.
Okay.
But the first one I want to talk about is the one that I know you're most excited about and the one that you've gotten me most excited about.
Oh.
And that's season 3 of Titans on
HBO
Max.
Yeah. So Titans, I don't care what people think about it. They talk so much shit on it. I don't care. It's one of my favorite shows.
I'm gonna break the chair. I'm gonna laugh my ass off. It's gonna be the time. It's gonna be like the time Miss Angel broke the chair.
Don't you?
Anyway. Titan season 3 trailer came out today.
New trailer.
The full trailer, not the like 1 minute
not
snippet,
the teaser,
but the full 3.5 minute trailer came out today.
Yeah.
And I am beyond excited for it. It comes out, like, August 12th?
Yes, August 12th to HBO Max is when it starts streaming. So this is the show that you got me into.
Yeah.
When it came to HBO Max.
Yeah, I had it on DVD disc.
Yeah.
And I binged it. And I thought season 1 was fantastic. Had to wait a whole year for season 2. Got season 2. Season 2 was fantastic. Season 3 got delayed.
Yeah. So it originally
coming out.
It originally started on the DC app.
Yeah, which flopped pretty hard.
Yeah, I think HBO Max picked up the DC app because the DC app was for any news about upcoming movies, TV shows, animation. Toys.
Anime.
I'm what I see out of the corner of my eye. I'm waiting for Austin to fucking break his chair and fall back.
Literally the best producer of this show and any show has ever had because he's nothing but a hot mess.
I figured out how to lean it back. Can I work it in like this?
Congratulations.
I can't.
Anyway.
Yeah. So
it got bought out by HBO. I don't think it got bought out. I think it was just a merger.
I think the
not really a merger, but it just kind of got absorbed because we could go into specifics, but they were already owned by it somehow. So they just got rid of it and put everything on HBO.
So HBO and Warner Brothers, I think HBO owned Warner Brothers.
Something like that. Yeah.
Or they merged a long time ago.
Yeah. There was something like a deal there.
Yeah. And when the DC app came out, this was a good 5 years ago or so.
When Titans came out?
No, when the DC app.
Yeah, the DC app came out a few years ago.
And it was a pretty good app, but you had to pay for, I think you had to pay for each individual episode.
No, it was a subscription service.
Was it a subscription? Yeah.
Yeah, it was like $5.
Okay. So it was similar to, it was trying to compete with like Netflix and Hulu and stuff like that.
Yeah.
On a DC level, and it didn't work at all.
No, they were pushing for it too.
Yeah.
But it was just, it was costing more money. But
the thing is the ratio of DC fans to the ratio of streaming fans,
it doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up. You're not going to get the
same numbers.
Yeah, you're not going to get the revenue that you need just from DC fans.
Well, and the reality is that you can catch other things in other places. Most people are kind of at their max for streaming services. Like, I don't want any more. I don't care what you're offering. I have like 5. No more.
Yeah.
When it's something as simple as this, like, you got to weigh the worth of it. Is it really worth it to spend money every month on this?
nice. See if you're only going for like maybe one show or one movie or something like that.
Yeah.
And then when HBO Max came out, and there's a whole section dedicated to DC.
Yeah.
That's where
it's like Disney Plus is set up, where you got your like your Marvel stuff and your Star Wars stuff. They have that, but just DC and Cartoon Network and classic movies.
And, yeah.
Crunchyroll, whatever you want.
Yeah.
But, and anyway.
I found out that Studio Ghibli went with HBO because apparently Disney like had them held in a contract that they didn't like. And so they went to a different studio once the contract was up.
I mean, I didn't see that.
Because those movies that are on HBO Max were in the Disney Bowl. Years, decades. And then whenever they were done with that contract, they were like, okay, well, these are going on this now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Titan Season 3 is coming out. The trailer looks awesome.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Titan Season 3. Because, again, this is the show that you got me into.
Yeah. I think it fleshes out what we saw from my favorite superhero of all time on live action for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome back in Season 2. And now in Season 3, he's kind of playing this Batman role, but he's still Nightwing.
Yeah.
As Batman, he's, like, upset that... Well, we find out in the trailer that Jason Todd dies.
Yeah.
He's upset about that. He's mad and whatever. And so Nightwing's kind of taking on this new Batman role for Gotham. The Titans move back to Gotham or move to Gotham. Yeah, it's going to be cool. And they have some subplots going on with Black Fire and Scarecrow. I thought Scarecrow was going to be a bad guy, but I'm sure he will end up being a bad guy, but he's kind of helping the Titans.
Yeah, he's a consultant.
Yes.
What side is Blackfire?
She's Starfire's sister.
I know what she is.
She's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know they switched to that.
I think Joker's going to have a small role. He's going to have a role with Jason Todd.
I mean, but they have to.
I don't think it'll extend beyond that.
No.
Because they obviously know who did it.
Yeah. The main villain, as we saw in Season 3, is going to be... Red Hood.
I don't think he's going to necessarily be a main villain. I think he's just going to be a main nuisance. But I think Blackfire is going to be the big bad that they have to worry about. Like, Jason Todd will be a Dick Grayson Gotham situation. Like, that'll be Dick Grayson's problem that he has to fix.
Yeah.
Kind of like how it was in Season 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And the rest of the Titans are going to focus on Blackfire.
Blackfire is such a cool villain.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see how that's
going to be. I'll be happy either way. From the trailer, it looks fantastic.
Oh, it looks amazing. I mean, both seasons.
Yeah.
Both previous seasons have been just...
Good.
Phenomenal. It's a very different take on...
Statistically, they did pretty bad with reviews and stuff.
Yeah, but it's...
People... The writing is bad. It's DC, so it's bad. It gets a bad rep because, you know, the stigma with DC. But
see, the thing is with DC, they have trouble with feature-length films.
And funding.
Live-action feature-length films.
Yeah. And they've kind of solved that problem as of lately. But, like, before...
They're working on
it. It was a huge problem. I think their lowest point was Suicide Squad and Justice League. And then after that, they were like, we got to fix this.
Yeah.
So now they're bringing it back.
Yeah. I hope so, because there's a lot of good stories, a lot of good heroes, a lot of good villains. There's a lot of good things that Warner Brothers can do with DC.
Yeah.
As long as they find a
voice, per se. Like, as long as they find
a formula.
Yeah,
that's what they need to do.
Find a rhythm that works, and that works with fans.
Yeah.
And go from there. Not necessarily copy Marvel, because that's been done. And I think that formula is going to get old quick.
Well, that formula failed with DC.
Yeah.
Completely.
I don't think... So if you just take the formula, it's all about the people who's doing the formula, in my opinion. The formula didn't fail. The people who were doing the formula failed.
Yeah.
So they just need to switch those people out, or those people need to get their crap together, and then I think DC can hit the ground running. But they got a lot of new stuff coming out, and I think they're going to be pretty good.
I'm hoping. I'm hoping, because I really want to see I really want to see DC succeed.
Yeah.
Because...
Me too, especially.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm more of a Marvel fan than a DC fan. But there are certain characters and certain storylines and plot points that I like in DC that I really want to see on the big screen. And I really want to see... I honestly want them to rival Marvel.
Like they do in the comics.
Yeah.
With their comics. And
yeah.
I think comics, animation, stuff like that, DC's got it down pat.
Oh, yeah.
But for
TV
some
shows,
reason,
yeah.
When it comes to live-action movies, they just get frazzled.
They struggle.
Yeah.
They struggle hard.
Speaking of live-action DC movies,
yes.
Let's move into our next anticipated movie, The Batman, Robert Pattinson. I'm so excited for it, and everybody was like, Robert Pattinson, it's going to suck. Everybody swallowed their words when that trailer came out, and that scene where he was like, what are you doing, or who are you? He's like, I'm Vengeance, and just beat the shit out of that guy.
So,
for no reason, too. He, like, snapped his arm and busted his face in.
Just beat the ever-loving crap out of him. So I will say...
Kind of uncalled for, but badass.
That, again, DC does not have a 100% track record with stars playing Batman. Michael Keaton was good. Val
Kilmer.
Was crap.
Well, it was horrible.
George Clooney was crap.
Then it was Christian Bale.
Christian Bale was decent.
Christian Bale was pretty good.
He was
Christian
good.
Bale was
he,
my favorite.
He
was
played,
a safe choice.
He was a very safe choice. He played that fine line. He was a better Batman than he was a Bruce Wayne.
The only problem I had with Christian Bale's performance was his body movement was kind of stiff.
You know what that was.
His suit was
horrible.
Yeah, his suit was very restricting. And his fight scenes didn't seem like they had any oomph to them. It felt like I was watching a boxing match. Guys with capes.
You can tell it was very choreographed.
It's not that it was choreographed. It was just stiff, and he only threw punches.
Yeah.
Like, he had that real square stance, and he only did this move. You can't see it, but he only did punching movements and nothing else. It's like he was a kickboxer. But then we get into Ben Affleck's Batman. He was agile, athletic, acrobatic, decisive.
So I had
martial arts and ninja.
I had a lot of trepidations with Ben Affleck simply because I did not like Ben Affleck as an actor. To me, he's
like
not
that.
He's not a good main character. He's a great supporting actor.
Yeah.
He's not a great main actor. And his last superhero movie,
Daredevil,
failed miserably on every fucking level except the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Everything else about that movie failed.
Yeah, but he did pretty good as Batman. Then again, it wasn't a supporting role. It was two main characters, and they were both at the helm. And then I think in a solo series, he could really shine as a Bruce Wayne and Batman.
And I think that's what Ben Affleck's Batman's saving grace was the fact that it wasn't a solo movie.
Yeah, if they would have done a solo movie first, he would have struggled.
He would have struggled hard.
But he got that footing first in Batman vs. Superman. Got his footing down. He's like, okay, this is how this Batman is played. Justice League came around. Suicide Squad didn't really have a big role. But Justice League came around. I'm not talking about first one.
No,
I'm
talking
about
Snyder Cut. Yeah, it's the only Justice League we talk about.
Star.
Yes.
Absolute.
Well, he was phenomenal in that.
Banging performance.
His performance was even good in the original
Justice League.
The movie was crap.
Yeah, he shined in that too. Him and there's another character that really shined in Justice League. I must not shine that much. I can't think about it. But Batman, Star.
Yeah.
Cyborg. Cyborg was good in the original, but they way underplayed his character.
They did. And then Zack Snyder came along with his cut.
Yeah.
And
totally saved everything.
Oh, yeah. obviously.
I mean, you could tell it was not really rushed, but you could, the budget really showed through.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad. It really wasn't.
No.
It's an Oscar worthy, no. But it was.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool.
It was pretty damn good.
Liked it a lot more than the other one.
White version. He released a black and white version with, I think, very minimal color in it. And I haven't seen it, but I want to watch it.
I have not seen it.
People say it's a totally different experience.
It'd be something interesting to watch.
Yeah.
You'd have to really dedicate 4 hours of your life to watch it.
Yeah. But
Robert Pattinson, so I had the same trepidation because...
It's Sparkling Vampire.
It's fucking Sparkling Vampire. And anything else that I've seen Robert Pattinson in really wasn't all that great.
What saved Robert Pattinson's Batman, honestly, I think, was the trailer. He did The Lighthouse, and he was in another Tenet. Those three saved his chance at being a good Batman. People are like, oh, Sparkling Vampire, this dude sucks. And then he did those three things, the trailer, Lighthouse, and Tenet.
Yeah.
And it totally changed people's ideas of Robert Pattinson. Within a year, people are like, hey, Robert Pattinson's not that bad of an actor. Let's give him a chance.
Yeah.
And that trailer dropped, people went nuts. It's going to be fantastic. I love it. The suit was weird at first. I was like, why does it have a collar? Like, what? It doesn't have blades on it. Those are straps. Like, what's going on with your suit, my guy?
Yeah.
But then I saw the trailer and I actually looked at it, saw it in action. It's one of my favorite suits. I'll be dead honest. Ben Affleck and then this one.
Yeah.
Are my favorite suits.
Well, the thing is this one is almost
practical.
Well, it's practical, but it's almost like a year one Batman.
Yeah,
Batman when he's very young.
It's his second year as Batman.
Okay,
it
so,
takes place
yeah.
during his second year.
So it's he doesn't have all the cool gadgets and gizmos yet. And,
but for some reason, he has a jet engine strapped to a freaking Plymouth Barracuda.
But I mean, come on now, though. If you had all the money in the world, if you had all the money in the world, and you were going to be a vigilante, wouldn't you strap a jet engine to a muscle car?
I sure would.
I mean, I do for a Charger, but a Plymouth Barracuda is almost the same thing.
I think it was a Plymouth Barracuda. I could have got that wrong, but it's whatever. Freaking muscle car with a jet engine on it.
I mean, come on now. I'd do it.
Colin Farrell as Penguin.
That's going to be amazing.
Catwoman, or Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman, that one guy as Riddler. And then Gordon looks good, too.
Yeah.
But Riddler isn't going to be your classic Riddler. He's going to be a sadistic maniac in this one.
And I think that's where DC needs to go with... I think DC almost needs to follow the formula of Titans and Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
That's their theme. I mean...
Because DC is
dark.
It's dark. It's gritty. It's violent.
Yeah. It's the other side, like... I haven't watched The Boys or Invincible yet. I don't want them to go that far because that's to the point of, like, it's just Saw. Like, you just watch it for the violence. But I think if they could incorporate story elements and not keep it, like, totally graphic and gruesome. Like, that shouldn't be their main focus is the gruesome part. But dark, gritty, and...
Realistic
superheroes.
Yeah.
Like, Marvel, I'm going to whack you in the face with a hammer. It's just going to knock you out. But in DC, if you get whacked in the face with a hammer...
Your whole jaw comes unloose.
Yeah.
Comes unhinged. And I think... So, when we look at, like, Batman versus Superman and Justice League, those two movies were a little grittier, a little more...
That's the type of violence I like, though.
Yeah.
Right there.
Because we saw...
Perfect.
We saw the Flash get hurt. Like, he broke his leg.
He didn't break his leg. He got burned. He got shot with the thing.
Okay,
And it burned the crap out of his leg.
But it still showed his...
It showed his tissue, showed his blood.
Yeah, and it showed his vulnerability.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we don't see a whole lot of vulnerability in the Marvel Universe.
The Marvel
up until Civil War, where Captain America literally beats the shit out of Tony Stark.
Yeah.
You know, and we see a little bit of bruising, a little bit of blood on the both of them.
That's fighting.
It is, but we don't see a lot of the realistic aspects of what fighting does to a person.
It's humanizing.
Yes.
It makes it more relatable, in my opinion. Because, like, you look at Captain America, it's like, if I get punched in the face, nothing's going to happen. But if you look at Batman, if I get punched in the face, my nose is going to smash into the back of my skull.
Yeah.
Like, it's that humanizing factor of it.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about Robert Pattinson's Batman. That they show us in the trailer. The guy literally gets his arm snapped.
Yeah.
And then get his face beaten.
And you see the raw emotion of who Batman is in this.
And I think it's
trailer.
Really going to show, like, the pull it takes to be Batman.
Yeah.
I think they're going to really dive into that a little bit. We kind of saw it in the trailer when, like, the final part when he takes the cowl off and he's just sitting there kind of just brooding.
Yeah.
It's going to be a much more real Batman, just like
Christian Bale's?
No, the Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the fighting we've already saw is going to be more hand-to-hand combat.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I think they're going to mix in, we also saw in the trailer, he uses his grappling gun and stuff and he gets shot at.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see more of acrobatics, but it's not going to be comic book acrobatics. It's going to be more parkour acrobatics.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be fun.
I think it's going to be more down-to-earth, realistic
I'm really
type of movie. I am, too. And I'm really having an open mind about Robert Pattinson in this one.
Yeah.
He was good in Tenet.
I didn't watch Lighthouse.
I didn't see Lighthouse.
I heard it was weird, but the performance of Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson I heard were really, really good. I think
he was Oscar nominated. What was it? The Devil Among Us? Or
Devil All the Time.
Devil All the Time. He was in that movie.
Yeah, he was the weird priest.
And he was phenomenal. I mean, I didn't even realize. So you see Robert Pattinson in that movie, but you see him as his character. It's not Robert Pattinson playing this guy. It's this guy.
Yeah.
And that's...
Separation.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping we see in the Batman. I'm hoping that we see, it's got the face of Robert Pattinson.
But I think he's got a good face for it, too.
Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Yeah.
Pastor.
Huh?
Yeah, Pastor.
Yeah. Anyway.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
He looks like Nightwing to me.
A little bit.
Like a Nightwing. Like
he could play Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see him more of a Bruce Wayne type though. He's just got that jaw and that Playboy style to him.
Oh yeah.
Like I feel like Dick Grayson needs a little bit of a softer face and more of a flirty jock kinda personality.
Yeah. But
Robert
I could see him
got that brooding Playboy.
I could see Robert Pattinson in his younger years.
Yeah.
Instead of playing fucking Twilight sparkly gay-ass vampire, I could see him playing Robin alongside, like, a Christian Bale type or a
Ben
Affleck type.
Ben Affleck more than Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Age difference.
Yeah.
But anyway, following the DC movie trend,
mm-hmm.
I think it's our last one. It is our last one.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
I'm not overly excited for it, but then again, I'm not going to... Well, it's going to suck because it's Suicide Squad and it's DC. But, like, that's exactly what people say all the time. It's going to suck because it's Suicide Squad. But if you just, like...
There's some weird actors in it, too.
Yeah, I'm not too thrilled about John Cena playing a mature role.
He's not a mature
role. Yeah, no, not mature, but, like, adult humor roles. I've never seen him in an adult humor role.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Not grown-ups. It was
Stepdad
or whatever. It wasn't grown-ups. It was a
big
movie.
Yeah, it was Stepdad. Yeah, sorry.
I've never seen him in an adult mature role. I've always saw him as an action hero and wrestler.
Yeah, I don't feel like you've watched him in quite a few years.
So
he's got some good sarcasm under his belt.
Oh, yeah, he was in Cockwalkers as well. That one was pretty mature. He butt chugged an entire keg. So.
Okay.
So I'll be honest. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and I'll stick to my guns. For me, the original Suicide Squad was not the worst DC movie out there.
What was?
What?
Yeah, for me, it was.
Yeah. What was worse than it?
For me, Wonder Woman.
know about that.
Such a hard...
I don't know about...
That's such a hard draw.
I've never seen it, honestly, but whenever it comes to actual, like, was the, how did the movie go? Was it planned? You know, did it stick to what it needed? Did it have plot? You know, all that. Wonder Woman definitely did that better.
Yeah, at least Wonder Woman had a planned story.
This fucking slow-motion stunt's ridiculous.
And they stuck to it. Freaking Suicide Squad had a script. And they were, okay, this is what we're going to do. And then last minute, cut out 50% of the movie and changed everything. Like, they got everybody hyped with the trailers, and then they released dog shit.
Yeah. It was overhyped.
I will say that
it was
crap.
Unplanned.
I will admit that it was crap, but I'm not, to me, I cannot say that it was the worst, especially when we consider the original Justice League. I mean,
the original
granted,
Justice League was definitely better. I think Snyder Cut is better, but original Justice League definitely better than Justice League.
I can't say that personally, but
it had way more to it. Like, just better.
More,
and it set up the characters better, like, and it set up future movies better. Like, it set up everything better.
I can't agree with that.
Anyway, Suicide Squad 2.
The remake.
It's the sequel.
Or is it the sequel?
The sequel.
Okay. So James Gunn is at the helm of this one,
yeah.
Who is the he's the director for Guardians of the Galaxy and mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah,
I think he's doing Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
He is.
Okay.
He's been fired and hired so many times by Marvel. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
All for old tweets.
Yeah.
But they don't bring him back because they don't care.
Yeah. So, I've watched different trailers on this one. I've watched breakdowns of trailers. I've watched explanations of trailers.
I'm not over the moon for it.
I'm
excited as I am, like, with the Batman and Titan.
I will wait till it comes to HBO Max. I don't see, me personally, I won't go to the theaters to see it.
No.
Probably won't rent it. On early access.
Yeah, I hope it proves
my money on it.
I hope it's an absolute banger of a movie.
I hope so, because they need it.
Yeah.
But the characters in it.
Harley Quinn, Polka Dot Man, Peacekeeper, King Shark, Bloodsport, Amanda Waller, and the one guy from the first one. I forgot his name. He's the sergeant, or not the sergeant, the army guy.
Okay, yeah.
That dude.
I just don't...
And there's a couple of other characters in there, too.
I mean, Polka Dot Man is probably one of the most ridiculous DC villains.
Yeah, they asked James Gunn why Polka Dot Man, and he was like, why not? It's like the Squirrel Girl thing. Like, what Squirrel Girl do? And then she ends up meeting Thanos. Like, Polka Dot Man.
Yeah.
Give him a chance.
I'm going to give the movie a chance.
Then again, I don't think he's going to have that big of a serious role in the movie. I think they're going to focus on...
He's from Dimension 13. They never have serious roles.
They're going to focus on Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
John Cena.
Uh-huh.
And Rick Flagg.
Yeah.
And Bloodsport. Because those are the four highest paid people in that movie.
Yeah.
King Shark is going to have a role. It's not going to be big.
It's going to be like fucking Croc.
It's going to be a bigger role than Killer Croc.
Killer Croc.
Yeah, Killer Croc really swam underwater and came back up, and that's all he did for 2 hours of the movie.
He wasn't even in some scenes.
No. And he smoked.
He looked like he skipped leg day.
It looked like he wasn't even a crocodile. It looked like a guy with scales on his face. That's not a crocodile.
Well,
King Shark
is
a damn shark.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know how they would have done it, but they did it for King Shark, so...
Well, they could have just taken a comic or a video game or a cartoon version of him.
Yeah.
Because those
have
done it just fine. It really looks like a big-ass shark that's walking on 2 feet. Or not shark. Crocodile.
I don't know how I feel about this trailer.
I think it'll be funny. It'll be a Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Haha, funny.
Yeah.
Movie.
I'm not overly impressed.
It'll be a filler.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Gonna be cool.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it proves us wrong. Because I'm not saying this is gonna be a bad movie,
right.
But I'm not overly excited.
So before we continue, let's go ahead and take a break.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll be back.
Behind the screen, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Behind the Screen Radio Show.
And we're back.
Now we're back.
Yes.
Yes.
He pointed to me to go, but anyway.
Sorry.
Speaking of penises, moving on. So we've been talking about trailers. So far we got through the Batman, DC Titans, HBO Max series, and Suicide Squad. And we've been talking in between about some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're moving on to Snake Eyes.
Which is a G.I. Joe origin movie.
Yeah, it's a reboot for the G.I. Joe series. I don't know any of the actors in the movie besides Samara Weaving, and then there's another one, but I can't think of his name.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Anyway.
I can actually look it up now.
Snake Eyes, I'm really excited for. I think it's going to be a good movie. I mean, I don't think it's going to be, like, crazy good movie, but I think it'll be a damn good movie. I mean, it's got Snake Eyes, of course. It's going to show his origins, how he became Snake Eyes and how he got with the Joes.
It's real Karate Kid this time. instead of the one that they went with in G.I. Joe and G.I. Joe Retaliation. This one seems very Karate Kid. Like, they just find a kid on the street and train him.
Yeah.
And then, like,
They don't even show him as a kid. He becomes an adult.
Yeah.
Like, he knows, like, fighting and stuff.
Yeah.
From growing up. But then he gets mixed in with, I'm assuming, a crime gang or Cobra, and saves Storm Shadow.
Yeah.
Storm Shadow brings him into the clan, and they do all their stuff. I'm sure there's going to be an intermediate part in there. And then Scarlet comes in. She's like, hey, Cobra's bad and whatnot. And Snake Eyes is like, okay, cool. And then so they fight. I'm sure it's going to be Storm Shadow and Baroness versus Scarlet and Snake Eyes.
That's kind of what it looks like. So,
he was in The Gentleman. That's what I know from the main guy. Henry Golding.
Oh, okay.
The bad guy in The Gentleman.
We might have to watch that again.
I'm excited for it.
G.I. Joe is something that is very near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something that I grew up with. I grew up with the cartoons. I grew up with the toys.
Yeah. Me and Austin grew up with our version of G.I. Joe. Like
right.
The movies with Channing Tatum. And then they had like a whole toy line. I had a lot of them.
Yeah.
Ripcord, a.k.a. Blockade.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I grew up with the originals. I remember Snake Eyes was originally, when he first was introduced in the G.I. Joe storyline back in the 80s, he was originally a commando. He wasn't a ninja.
Mm-hmm.
He was originally a commando. And he had a dog with him, and he had the black suit, and he was special forces, essentially.
Yeah.
And then they changed his story a little bit in the comic books.
Because he looked like a ninja?
And they made him a ninja, because it would have been badass, because they introduced Storm Shadow.
So who is a ninja.
Who is a ninja. And now they had to have somebody that, you know, rivals Storm Shadow, which was Snake Eyes.
Storm Shadow has such a cool name. They both do. Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow?
Yeah.
Like, what does Storm Shadow even mean?
The Shadow of Storm.
Yeah. He's a shroud.
So, I literally remember the release of the comic book that showed Snake Eyes' face for the very first time. The first and only time that Snake Eyes' face was ever shown in the comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And in the movies and in the cartoons and whatever. And unfortunately, at the time, I didn't have the money to buy it, or else I would have.
So I read it in the comic book store.
What's that?
So I read it in the comic book store.
I did. Like, that would be a huge collector's item right now.
For sure.
But I remember seeing his face, and I was like, oh, my God, that's not Storm Shadow. Or Snake Eyes. But I remember the origin issue of how Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow, the original origin story of how they became the ninjas.
Yeah.
And the origin story is much like the second G.I. Joe movie, where Snake Eyes was a kid.
That was in the first one.
That was in the first one.
Okay, first one. I'm sorry. Was a kid, but he wasn't. God damn it.
Yeah, I heard you though.
But he wasn't he was white with blonde hair. He was an orphan.
He didn't have blonde hair in the movie.
No. I'm talking about in the comic.
Okay.
But he was taken in by the clan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the name of the clan.
I don't either.
But he was taken in by them, and he was trained and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Storm Shadow betrayed the clan, betrayed the Grand Master.
By killing someone.
But so he was actually framed.
That's
Storm Shadow was framed,
yeah.
Because it was actually Zartan that killed the Grandmaster and framed Storm Shadow.
Yeah.
That's the same as it is in the cartoon, from the comic book, as it is in the movie.
Yeah.
I thought in the movie Storm Shadow did kill the Master.
No, he was framed by Zartan because he's the one, he's the master of disguises, right?
Yeah. Framed.
Yeah, I don't think they did. They explain that in the second one, because in the first one
they explained it in the second one. He told his story to the blind guy.
Yeah.
During the midsection of the movie.
Yeah.
When they're in the mountains.
Yeah.
That sequence was cool.
Yeah.
Where Snake Eyes goes to try to get Storm Shadow back, and or tracks down Storm Shadow, and then he knocks off Storm Shadow, and they have to fight off
the ninjas.
Yeah.
In the mountains.
Yeah. Ziplining, dude, that was so cool.
And he's cutting the lines.
We gotta watch that movie.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah.
They're pretty good movies.
Yeah.
They weren't bad movies. They took some liberties with G.I. Joe, obviously.
So the sword that Snake Eyes gets in the second one,
mm-hmm.
where he goes back to the thing, and it's got the sword, and it's got the dark brown handle and the black blade,
mm-hmm.
I think that is the best ninja katana sword I've ever seen on screen. It's my favorite of all time. Next is Storm Shadows from the first two movies, when he can click them together and make them a staff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They were always cool. I had the figures, and they came with so many accessories.
I had the original figures.
They made those characters so cool.
Yeah. So now we have the origin story for the reboot of
Snake Eyes.
G.I. Joe. Yeah.
With Snake Eyes.
It's introducing to the characters that will probably eventually become a team.
Yeah, I think
Scarlet and Snake Eyes.
I think they might try to do an MCU thing where they'll do origin stories and then build it up to a G.I. Joe movie.
Honestly, it's always fun when things.
Yeah, they'll do Snake Eyes, which is Captain America of the G.I. Joe.
Yeah,
he's the martial arts kind of weapons expert ninja.
Yeah,
and then you got Scarlet Witch, which is the Black Widow of the G.I. Joe team. They'll introduce those two in Snake Eyes. And what I think they should do is make a Duke movie or a General Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
General Hawk.
They should do their story and then Roadblock and whoever, and then just keep doing all these stories and then bring them together into a G.I. Joe versus Cobra.
So kind of like a Marvel storyline where they have different phases and stuff like that.
They should do the Cobra side too, though.
Yeah, they should do Cobra movies, but I think the Cobra's stories kind of will interloop into...
I think they need to do a whole movie on Destro. Because Destro is such an interesting character within the G.I. Joe universe.
He's an enigma, bro.
I don't know. So his origin story
in the movie
was...
He was a Scottish guy.
Okay, so...
He was a Scottish guy that got caught... Well, his ancestors got caught selling arms to the enemy, and then they put a mask on his face. Fast forward to the future with Mars Industries, with Destro. He is making arms to destroy the world and whatnot, and he gets caught. And at the end of the movie, his face is burnt and stuff, and Cobra Commander, which is then revealed to be Baroness's brother, injects him with something, makes his face metal.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if they did it in the second one. I really remember the second one.
I don't know if he was in the second one a whole lot.
Was Cobra Commander even in the second one?
Yeah, Cobra Commander was in the second one, I think.
Well, you have to watch it.
There's a lot of Zarg.
Yeah,
because Zartan was impersonating the president.
Yeah.
So
he did that in the first one. They set that up in the first one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The original origin story of Destro, and I know we're kind of going off topic, but the original origin story of Destro was that his family had, owned property and stuff like that. Had this big, they were Scottish nobility.
Yeah.
But they were also arms dealers.
Bruce Willis was in that movie.
Yeah, he was.
I completely forgot about that.
He was the original G.I. Joe. He got caught, and they put a mask on his ancestor's face. And I think it's every male that comes of age, that's the curse of their family, is that they always have to wear a mask if they're out in public. And that's why Destro has the face.
It Bruce Willis was mildly sexist in the movie.
A little bit.
That was like a whole bunch of scenes. He was like, what, a girl in the army?
They did have that cool scene where he was in the bed of the truck and they kind of whipped it around and they put the truck bed down and he was...
And then he finally appreciated women because she could drive.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. That was like a whole...
No, I know. I remember that.
Or she could drive.
But I'm hoping that with this origin story, I'm hoping it does not flop like Wolverine's origin story did. Because that's badass.
That sword is the best one.
That sword is kind of badass.
But anyway.
So, Fox tried to do a...
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah, soft reboot.
Flop.
And the second one was just as bad, and Logan wasn't any better.
Logan was amazing.
What are you talking about? Logan was like the best X-Men movie of all time.
Mm-hmm. And so,
you got to rewatch Logan.
I may have to rewatch Logan.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I may have to rewatch Logan.
Yeah.
The Wolverine, I'll give you, was terrible.
Yeah.
X-Men Origins, terrible, but that holds a place in my heart. For some reason, that's just a guilty pleasure movie for me.
It's pretty terrible.
It's horrible, but I love it.
It's real bad.
I like the opening scene in that movie.
Remember whenever they were going?
Origins?
Yeah, when he's going through the war.
Yes, that was actually pretty cool.
Remember before Ryan Reynolds got signed on to do Deadpool, remember that they were going to do an X-Men Origins Deadpool?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They didn't.
Well, they totally fucked up Deadpool in that movie.
Yeah.
Anyway. Move on, or... Are we done with Snake Eyes?
I'm hoping that Snake Eyes does a really good reboot. That's what G.I. Joe's always been, though.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe's always had the top-of-the-line
laser guns
technology to be able to combat Cobra, who had top-of-the-line technology.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that Snake Eyes does... I'm hoping Snake Eyes does to G.I. Joe what Iron Man did for the MCU.
Yeah.
Not what...
He's definitely a worthy character of it. If they didn't do Snake Eyes, then they should have done Duke. I know... I think
Duke would have been a little boring.
I understand why they did... I understand why they did Snake Eyes, because he's cooler, obviously.
He's more interesting.
Yeah, and they already did Duke. Like, we all know Duke. Those two movies didn't do well for...
Duke's just a Special Forces guy is all he is. He's a cocky ass.
Like, Snake Eyes has the culture to go off of, the fighting combat style to go off of, and the coolness to go off of, and probably one of the best origin stories.
Yeah.
Whereas Duke is literally just like Rambo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snake Eyes is a very safe option.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. If you're trying to reboot the G.I. Joe cinematic universe, Snake Eyes is definitely the very beginning.
Yeah.
All right. So, next.
We four Marvel movies, two of them MCU, three of them MCU, and then one that's non-MCU yet, maybe.
That's kind of it, that has its
toes
dipped in the MCU.
I'm saying right now that Morbius and Venom are not MCU until they're officially coming out.
I don't think they're official MCU yet, but...
Yeah.
So we got two MCU movies, total MCU movies, and then we got two Sony projects.
Okay.
Marvel Sony project.
Let's start with the Sony ones.
Are you sure? I'm more excited about the Sony ones than I am about MCU.
Okay, let's start with the MCU ones.
Okay. We'll start with Shang-Chi because it's about to come out.
Okay,
that's true.
Yeah, it comes out this month, actually. It comes out in a couple days.
23rd.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings. I'm kind of excited, but I'm not going to go watch it in theaters. I don't know.
I like that they're arm rings, because that makes more sense.
Make more sense that they're arm rings, and they actually have a use and a power. Not saying that the other ones didn't, but these ones have a more in-universe. Like, it just makes sense to be armbands.
Yeah.
But, like, that's how, like, ancient rings were arm rings. They weren't, like, rings you wore on your fingers.
Yeah. So, I'm going to follow Shang-Chi and his origin story.
Okay.
And, basically, he's having some... issues with his dad because his dad wants him to be some type of assassin guy and take up the mantle of Mandarin whenever he's able to. Like, he wants a successor, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And then there's this weird assassin guy in the movie for some reason. Abomination and Wong are in the movie for some reason, too. This movie just seems kind of a mess right now, but I'm sure it connects somehow when you watch it.
Yeah. I think they just wanted to show all the hype stuff.
Wong, Abomination, and you got Shang-Chi and the Mandarin, and then a big-ass dragon, which, if they don't make that thing-fang-foom, it's kind of silly.
I think it's just an ancient Asian dragon.
It's probably an ancient Asian dragon, but, like, the big dragon of the Marvel
Like, you know,
world.
You know how Panther, the Black Panther did, like, the spirit realm?
Yeah.
I think it's something like that.
Yeah. But if they don't make it thing-fang-foom, that's kind of weird. Because it looks like him.
He's just, like, a character that, like, I don't think you'd bring in yet. He's big. He'd be hard
it's
to...
It's a big dragon.
He'd be hard to keep in the world, though.
I don't know.
Unless they kill him in the movie.
Okay, so... According to Screen Rant, The Direct, and ComicBook.com and In-Universe, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings star, Simu Liu, has debunked rumors that Fin Fang Foom will appear, counting the dragon, among the questionable elements. Okay, so he's saying that Fin Fang Foom was rather racist.
I never really thought about that.
What?
Okay, so the dragon's name was a clumsy and rather racist attempt to create a Chinese-sounding name, Fin Fang Foom.
Oh, but it's
okay,
a cool
so
sounding.
It's going to be the same character as Fin Fang Foom.
But they're going to change
it. I just think it's
yeah.
only racist, and people are only going to see it as racist, if you call it out as racist.
Yeah, are
other
really,
people
were
defined
as
a character name.
Yesterday of, like, erasing history. I don't think they should erase that. I mean, I understand it's racist, but not.
They could just call it an actual Asian name.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Well, even if they didn't, though, like.
You can't cancel things.
Nobody
like
else probably
no.
would have said anything about it being racist if that person hadn't called out it. Possibly sounding racist.
I think it'll play a similar role to Fin Fang Foom.
That's a real hear no evil, speak no evil way of looking at it.
But, because I don't think there's anything wrong with the name.
I mean, to the Asian culture, it's probably offensive.
Yeah. But to the white people in the room, there's no problem with the name. What a surprise.
It's a Marvel
but
character.
Is there really a problem with the name, though? It's
Fin Fang Foom.
There's no problem with the name.
I agree that it's a clumsy attempt at sounding.
It's
Asian.
Lazy, but I mean
it is. But so
it's got history. Not
like they could have at least just went with the Asian word for dragon, like the Chinese word for dragon or the Japanese word.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know.
They could have.
I think it'll play
tried.
A similar role. Like, you can't, oh, Fin Fang Foom's not in the movie. Okay, so it's going to be Fin Fang Foom, but you're not going to call him Fin Fang Foom. You're going to call him...
Wondrous Dragon.
Yeah, you're going to call him something else, but it's going to be the Fin Fang Foom in MCU.
It's going to be the character.
It also,
the
it also
yeah.
looks like they're going to change, like, the look of him. Instead of it being, like, a large dragon person, it looks like they're actually going to look like a wingless dragon, like an Asian culture.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't really see a body.
That's how Fin Fang Foom is. He doesn't have wings, really.
I think he does.
I think he does.
I thought he was just a big, like, lizard dragon.
No, I think he has wings.
Weird, Godzilla with wings.
Yeah, I think he...
Which, you know, more of that Marvel clumsiness.
Yeah, Fin Fang Foom has wings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I think you're right about this movie. So, this movie has been really, really hyped up as the first...
Asian
well,
culture movie.
But it's like the one
it's
of the
Marvel, yeah.
one of the first movies of Phase 4. Because I think Black Widow was the first movie of Phase 4.
Yeah,
yes.
Black Widow kicked off the film side of Phase 4.
Right,
yeah. But it's not a forward progressing movie.
No.
Shang-Chi?
No.
Black Widow.
It's an origin story, if I remember correctly.
It's not. It takes place in between Civil
it
War and
It takes place
Infinity
in between
War.
The 5 years.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
Infinity War and Civil War and Infinity War.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It takes place within 3 years.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, I guess.
It takes place in like a week. The actual movie.
Oh, yeah. I'm in between
yeah.
Civil War and...
It takes place in between there.
Okay.
So... Yeah, Shang-Chi, not overly excited for it.
I'm okay. So, like Black Widow.
I feel like it's going to disappoint people in some way. But then again, I think it's going to be kind of cool. I think the fight scenes are going to be really cool.
I don't know. I feel like people just have this very grandiose thing of, like, superheroes, like, capes and, like, tights and, like, this is going to just be different, and I feel like people are fine with that.
I think the whole MCU has been different in that way.
Yeah, but
well,
they've played it safe with their characters.
So,
yeah.
This movie could go one of two ways. This movie could be either the Loki version of a live-action movie, where, you know, or WandaVision, where it was, it kind of started off kind of rocky. We weren't, like...
I disagree. I think WandaVision started off great, like four episodes. Or how many? It had eight, six or eight.
It had eight.
Okay, so the first six episodes... pretty good. Last two, kind of disappointing.
I think it's... So it can go one or two ways. It can go Iron Fist, which was just a shit TV series.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
So what you're saying, your comparison is what you're saying is it could either be shit or it could be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, there's only two ways it can go here.
Okay. I was trying to compare it to, you know, other things within the MCU.
I think... Which one do you think will do better? Because they're both similar movies. Snake Eyes and Shang-Chi.
I think Snake Eyes will do a lot better.
I think Snake Eyes
will because of Marvel property.
Yeah.
I think Shang-Chi will obviously do better box office-wise, but in terms of, like, rating and whatnot, I think Snake Eyes got it.
I think
overall movie, I think.
The movie quality also has, like, a special place in my heart, so I'm glad to see that it's back, even though it's kind of weird that he's back.
Yeah.
I think I think Snake Eyes will be better movie quality wise.
Mm-hmm.
I think Shang-Chi has the advantage of having Marvel behind its name.
Yeah.
Again, I'm telling you though, he looks like a Bond.
He's
like
not blue though.
Yeah, but there was weird lighting, and he kind of can take on an aquamarine looking skin.
I don't know. Something. I don't know. Without spoilers, if Shang-Chi is anything like Black Widow, quality-wise, it'll be good.
Yeah.
Marvel confirms Abomination fights Wong in Shang-Chi. That is Abomination.
Why is Abomination? I guess we'll find out.
Well, so it looks like it takes place because they just announced it in Falcon and Winter Soldier, that whole new area that we haven't explored yet. I think it takes place in, like, Singapore. That place in Singapore.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to visit that place.
So I feel like there's a whole new area to explore there where, like, there's things we haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I don't know. It's one of those that I'm going to watch simply because it's part of the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not overly excited for. It's not one that I want to go to the theaters for.
Yeah. So, next is The Eternals. Comes out November 5th.
Yeah.
Not stoked about it.
It hasn't shown me anything in the trailer. There's only been one trailer released.
Yeah.
But it hasn't shown me anything in the trailer that I want to go to the theaters to go see. Again, it's another one of those that I would wait until it was released on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I think my favorite, like, the reason why I would go watch The Eternals, Angelina Jolie, Kit Harington, and the guy who played Rob Stark. I can't remember his name, but he was a guy that was, I think, like a big deep injured.
Yeah.
In that dinner scene.
Yeah.
That guy. Those three people are probably the reason why I would go watch The Eternals. The rest, I don't know. They didn't really show any villains in the thing, so who are they going to fight?
Well, there's really no story plot to it that we know of, that we can see from the trailer.
Yeah,
right now the plot is that we know that they live forever, and that they are...
They've been watching the human race evolve over centuries.
And they are certain Eternals. We've seen other evidence of Eternals. Like, we saw the...
we've seen the Watchers.
The Judgment or something like that? No, so we've seen, like, actual Eternals.
The Watchers are Eternals.
They are, I think you think of the Collector and the guy on Sakaar.
No.
Those are Eternals. They live forever.
The Collector in the Marvel Universe is Eternal.
Yes.
No, he's not.
Why does he have, that's the reason why he's called the Collector, is because he collected stuff over time.
Yeah, but he's just a guy in the Marvel Universe.
Lives forever.
We've seen one of them. It was the guy whenever he showed off what the power stone can do. That was an Eternal.
So he, in the reality so stone? The Collector, is he's an elder. He is immortal. So he has telepathic abilities that enable him to make limited contact with the minds of other elders. Due to a vow by death, the Collector and all the Eternals cannot die and are effectively immortal, which makes him an Eternal.
What scene are you talking about?
So the scene where he explains where the power stones were originally utilized, you got to see the Eternals. They were those giant, almost robotic-looking guys that walked a large planet. And then we got to see one of them use him whenever he brought the hammer down and eliminated the entire planet with the Power Stone.
Are you talking about in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Mm-hmm. Those are Eternals.
I know what you're talking about.
And so these guys are going to be the same evidence of it. But there are, like, versions of it where they get humanized in the comics, and then there's other versions of it where they just appear that way. Like... Eon, whatever his name is. Ego.
Ego, so he's a celestial.
Yes.
The Collector and the Grand Master are elders of the universe, and they are essentially immortal, so they are Eternals.
Yeah. Anyway, Eternals, excited about it?
I really don't have enough to go on, to be honest with you.
I don't either.
I mean, I'm excited because it's a new movie in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Setting up a whole nother phase, a whole nother, you know, set of movies, a whole nother set of superheroes and villains that we didn't get to see.
The Celestials are different.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Celestials. That's what that big old face was as well.
Yeah.
The mining. Nowhere.
Yeah. It's setting up a whole nother phase within the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
You know, characters that you wouldn't necessarily know of, simply because the first three phases dealt with the most popular in the universe.
Yeah.
But now we're getting to see others that weren't as popular.
But fan favorites.
But fan favorites, yes.
Yeah.
And... I'm hoping we get more.
Yeah.
To go
I think
on.
We'll get another trailer here soon.
Yeah.
Cool. Moving on?
Yep.
All right, so next two are Sony property movies.
Uh-huh.
Both Morbius.
Okay. So...
pretty excited.
When I first heard about this, I was really excited because I love the character of Morbius within the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
He's gone up against Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think he's a Spider-Man rogue gallery.
Yep. He's also gone up against Blade. Because
yeah.
Blade is under him as well.
When I heard Morbius, I immediately thought Blade. Morbius was set up Blade. Huh?
So I immediately thought Matrix.
So Morbius, from what I gather from the trailer and stuff like that, I think Morbius is going to be within the MCU.
Honestly, it's up to... I think they're playing it safe with how much they're showing not of the MCU, because if the contract falls through, then there's not going to be any disappointing fans.
Yeah. They're setting it up as a separate movie that can be incorporated into the MCU.
Like Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, if you know, Morbius does well... if they have, like, more things going off of it.
If they have reason to bring it in.
Yeah.
And they'll call back to it and stuff.
I think that Morbius would be... I think Blade would be a good way to bring Morbius into the actual MCU. Because
The way they're bringing it in right now.
The one with the...
It's a Marvel property, but it's not...
The trilogy? The Blade trilogy?
No, I'm not talking about the Wesley Snipes. I'm talking about the new one.
Yeah, the new one. Yeah. It's not coming out for like another 5 years.
Yeah.
Right, but I think it's going to be an MCU movie.
It's going to be an MCU movie.
Yeah.
They did that at the Disney 23 Expo.
The way they can actually bring it in is what they're setting up right now is the Sinister Six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because so far you have Scorpion, Vulture,
Craig
Carnage,
and the Hunter movies coming up, by the way.
Morbius. And Craig and the Hunter. So they're setting up the Sinister Six.
What's his name? The actor who played Quicksilver?
Mm-hmm.
He's playing Craven.
That's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be cool.
You're talking about the one that played Quicksilver in the MCU?
Yeah.
Craven's a big guy.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Craven's a big guy.
I think he can bulk up a lot. He did decent in Tenet. With his bulk and physique. His beard and facial hair and looks and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now they're setting up the Sinister Six, so that's how they're probably going to do it.
Which is going to be interesting because, you know, I wonder how that's going to tie into the Spider-Man universe then.
Well, Sony is planning to keep it separate. Like, that's what they're. That's if they had it their way, that's what they want.
Well, they would have kept Spider-Man separate too.
Yeah, but they want money.
and I think that's what's going to be the driving force of bringing these guys into the MCU.
Yeah, but if they had it their way, then these are going to be completely separate universes.
Yeah.
So right now they're setting it up to be that way. Like they're giving their little tie-ins because they want fans to be happy. They want money.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, they're trying to make their own little universe.
Yeah.
And so that's what they're doing with, like, the Sinister Six, and they're trying to have this whole villain side of the MCU.
But, you know, the tie-in aside, I think Morbius is going to be a really good movie because we saw the trailers years ago in the theater.
About a year ago.
It was two years ago that we saw the trailer.
Yeah. When...
It was 2 years ago. Years ago makes it sound like a lot.
Yeah, okay. You say years ago, and I thought it was like...
When...
Age of Ultron.
Well, it was about 2.5 years ago, honestly.
I feel like it was released during last year.
No, I think...
It was not released last year.
No, because Miss Angel, if I'm not mistaken, when we went to go see... the movie Us in the theaters, I think we saw the previews for Morbius.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and that was back in February of 2019.
I don't know. February?
Yeah, because we went and saw that for our Valentine's Day date. Mm-hmm. Back in 2019.
That feels a bit extended, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen.
Was it 2019 or was it... It was 2019.
The Morbius teaser trailer wasn't released until January of 2020.
Then maybe it was February of 2020, right before we went into lockdown.
Maybe so.
Yeah, that wasn't 2 years ago.
Okay, then it was a year and a half ago.
It's almost been 2 years.
Yeah. Okay, so it was... Look, all last year is just one fucking blur to me.
Yeah, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, so it was right before we went into lockdown. That her and I went and saw the movie.
That's when they released the Batman teaser.
Yeah.
Not the trailer, the teaser.
They didn't play that one.
They didn't play it in theaters. They released it on the internet.
Yeah.
On Instagram. It was just him walking in like a red light. And it had the doom, 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 doom.
Yeah.
It was the suit reveal. Then like a couple months later, they released the trailer. Summer.
Isn't that super real? Didn't they have the old suit, the old Robin suit in the background?
No, it was literally just like a white room with a red tint over it, and he was just walking.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought they harked back to that again, but I can't remember.
So, but I'm excited for this, and I think this is going to be a good role for Jared Leto, especially coming off of the
We're seeing two different physiques in that role, too. He's going to be super thin, and then he's going to be big, buff, sexy guy.
Yeah. So. But I think this would be a good, if this movie does well, I think this would be a good bounce back from his Joker debacle.
Yeah. I've never liked him as an actor, though. Last four things I've seen him in, don't like his music, don't like his cult on his island.
Wasn't he a Blade Runner 2049?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
He was good in American Psycho.
He's a psycho.
I mean,
his head got bashed in, but...
Anyway. Venom 2?
Venom.
Let There Be Carnage? Yes.
That's going to be a good one.
Good.
I love the first one.
I'm just hoping that it's not almost cookie cutter of the first one.
That's true. I hope that they do something a little bit different, but then again, stick to their guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had mixed feelings about the first one.
Yeah.
When, you know, it was announced and when we had the previews for it and stuff, kind of had mixed feelings about it.
It was good, but that final scene lasted like 5 minutes, and it was not a good final fight scene.
They could have done it better. They could have made it a little bit longer.
A little bit more substance to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was just two symbiotes fighting in a area where nobody could get hurt. And they just got flared up by a rocket.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to do a lot better in this one, though, because they'll have, like, the budget to do it. And all that stuff.
I think we'll see a lot more Carnage fight scenes. I hope we do. A lot. Carnage is a serial... Cletus Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
Serial killer.
Yeah.
Carnage. Psychotic symbiote. I better see some serial killing in this movie with those two. But I want to see, Carnage is on the loose. No, I want... Carnage is rampaging through the city. And
My vote is still that Carnage is not actually going to be the boss fight. And it's going to be Poison. Because Poison is Carnage's symbiote offspring.
Yeah.
And Poison is fucking insane.
Yeah.
Poison, like you talking about serial killer, Poison is like a genocide in a symbiote form.
Yeah.
I'm
excited for it. I really want to see it.
Again, it's another safe movie. There's a lot of safe movies on this list.
There is. And
the only like crazy like ones that are as Suicide Squad, Eternals.
I don't think Shang-Chi is very safe.
The thing is,
because I feel like they're kind of sticking their neck out a bit.
What?
They're sticking their necks out a bit. Like
how?
I don't know. You guys literally just said that there might be backlash for the movie. It's either going to be good or it's going to be bad.
That's not backlash, though. That's, like, quality of the movie. Like, story writing and, like, acting ability.
What backlash is Eternals going to get?
Bad movie.
Bad story plot?
Yeah. Like, not providing anything. I think Shang-Chi will provide something, and it would just be like Iron Man 2, where it was, like, a cringe movie.
Mm.
But, like, Eternals, I think, is a movie that doesn't need to be made. A sword.
Okay.
And Suicide Squad is kind of the
same. Suicide Squad
is kind of the same.
Yeah.
It didn't really need to be made, but we'll give it a second.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's just going to be a comedy movie. I don't know how much it's going to matter.
I think with the state of where Hollywood is right now, I think safe movies are their best bet to recoup some of the money from not only the lockdown last year, but all the scandals and, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and all that crap that just blew up last year, that some people, you know...
That was an old meme. That wasn't last year. Anyway.
But, I mean, that's when, like, all this stuff came out.
Yeah, Hollywood kind of took those back in the past few years.
Yeah, about the whole, you know, pedophile rings and stuff like that. Which,
you know, to their credit, it's okay that they kind of have a bad reputation now because they were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really
shouldn't be watching these movies because we know what went down, but
they need to recoup reputation.
Yeah. And I think...
So they're going to play it safe.
For a little bit.
Which, these aren't even exactly the movie companies that need to be worried about that. Like Marvel.
I'm sure they had something to tie in with it. We just don't know it. Everybody had a hand in that pot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
but,
they are not, like, the big ones that need to worry about it.
No. They're guilty by association.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I think we're seeing a lot of these less safe movies, lesser movies being released to...
Yeah, and then next year, we're getting...
Streaming services.
Next year and then the year after, we're getting, like, Thor...
Love and Thunder.
Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yep.
Doctor Strange. We're getting the big boys. coming back.
Yeah.
So they're going to kind of cushion us with these, and then it's boom.
Yeah.
Heavy hitters again.
I'm really excited for Multiverse of Madness.
I'm excited for both of them. Like Thor, Love and Thunder, I'm really excited.
Well, I know that you're a Thor fan, but I don't know. It's just like...
Yeah, I like Thor.
It's a long...
I think they should have stopped at three, but we'll see how they do.
Yeah, it's more than just a Thor movie. I know it says Thor in the title, but it's more than just Chris Hemsworth Thor.
Yeah.
It's going to have Korg.
Jane Austen.
Jane Foster.
Jane Foster, yeah.
Wow. Jane Foster.
Jesus.
Star-Lord. Christian Bale has a character in it. He's something the God Slayer. And then a few other returning people.
Yeah.
So, he looks like he has a villain face. Like, he has, like, that very, like, long
If you look up
face.
The person he's playing, it's definitely, like... Anyway. Venom is going to be cool.
I think it is.
I'm excited for it. So we're done with superheroes?
Yes. Now we're getting into my favorite genre.
Hey, well, we got two. We'll go with Candyman first.
Let's do Candyman last.
I'm excited for the second one.
Okay.
Candyman, I'm not all excited for. All
right.
I think it has a good chance of flopping.
Okay, so I'm going to put this on the table.
That sounds like an amazing idea.
Reboots, in general, don't often do very well.
No.
Remakes, because, okay, so there's a difference between remake, reboot, and reimagining.
Mm-hmm.
Remakes.
This is a remake.
Remakes in...
Horror,
especially, flop.
Yeah.
100% of the time. 100% of the time.
Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Wasn't good.
Okay.
It had some pretty good kills.
So
the violence and stuff was pretty good.
Okay, so I'll give you that. Okay, I'll give you 99% of the time. Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Wasn't the remake of Texas Chainsaw also pretty good?
Yeah. Leatherface?
No, not Leatherface, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, with Alexander Daddario?
Yeah. I would say that's more of a reboot.
That was a remake.
Than a remake, simply because
the whole backstory different.
Then it's classified as a reimagine.
Which
classifies
as a reimagining anyway.
It's all the same whenever it comes to movie.
It's not.
Shit.
It's not. So you have...
The movie is no longer going to be a sequel. It's going to be something else. That's what I classify as all of those.
So there's a difference between remake, reboot, and reimagining.
Yeah, but whenever it comes to the actual movie, it doesn't matter.
It does.
It doesn't.
It does. Because, so...
Is the movie going to be a sequel, or is it just going to be new?
It's going to be a remake.
It's going to be new.
It's
going to
be reimagining. No.
Matters.
If you're going by your rules, it's going to be reimagining, because they're totally doing Candyman's backstory different.
Okay, then it's a reimagining, which still does not...
Re-anything is not good for horror.
No, so there have been a few exceptions. Rob Zombie's Halloween, Evil Dead.
I didn't watch it.
I watched it and I loved it.
I didn't.
Carrie.
Yeah.
Those three are really the only three that you can point out in the horror genre where... whether it was a remake, reimagining, or reboot, were any good.
My Bloody Valentine was better the second time around.
What about Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th was horrible. The new one, the remake?
The 2009.
It was fucking disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Completely
yeah.
and totally took away everything that Freddy Krueger was.
No, I'm not talking about Freddy Krueger. Jason.
Nightmare on Elm Street, 2010 was horrible.
Freddy with the weird pedo dungeon.
Yeah.
That was a little bit too far for my life.
Yeah. And even the Friday the 13th reboot, which was even worse than the Freddy reboot.
I disagree.
Oh, no.
I would totally disagree. The Freddy reboot was miles worse than the Jason reboot.
I have to disagree. So Jason
pedophile torture chamber versus just some campers getting sliced up. And
so the thing is that's actually the backstory of Freddy Krueger.
Right. They didn't, like, show it or nothing. He was a pedophile and he was a weirdo.
They showed it in...
But to go to that extent, I think is a bit too
far. They showed it in number 4 or 5 is where they showed it. So they did actually show it in the Freddy series. In the original Freddy series with Robert.
But there's a difference between running out of ideas and then immediately posing that as the first idea.
No, so his backstory was given in the first one.
But
screen ideas.
But they showed it later on in other.
Right. I'm just saying, your first movie to set up that character, yeah, you can pose him as a pedophile or whatever.
Right.
But.
I agree.
To show where he did those acts and stuff.
It was over the top.
It's way too far. They didn't do anything remotely close to that in Jason. Jason, he had a killing lair, but, like, he's an emotionless, just flesh and bone that's stabbing people with a machete.
But there was no substance to the movie. There was no substance to the new...
What substance was there to the Freddy movie?
There was a backstory.
Child.
There was a backstory for that movie.
Yeah.
For the Jason movie, for the Friday the 13th, what it was is it was... what is technically classified as a reboot, because they were still using the old storyline as to why Jason is the way he is. So they, with that movie, they were trying to retcon anything after Friday the 13th 3, I think.
Yeah, that retcon came from the Marvel comics. It was a retroactive canon. And it was something that the TVA used.
Huh.
That's where we get that from.
That's interesting. I did not know that. But they were trying to kind of like what the new Halloween movie did. The new John Carpenter one.
Yeah. The 2018.
Yeah. What they tried to do with anything after Halloween 2. It's essentially anything after Halloween 1.
That was Halloween. It's the 2018 Halloween took place after Halloween 2.
Yeah. So they just completely took out anything after 2.
Yeah. Makes no sense. He had his eyes shot out, but he can still see for some reason.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Still, well, because he's a fucking god in the movie.
He was still good, but still.
Yeah. So that's kind of what they did. That's kind of what they tried to do with Friday the 13th. But the thing is he, so Jason isn't as long-lasting as Freddy is. I mean, the character is iconic, but the movies are not. The thing that made Freddy different than Jason...
He was a pedophile.
Other than that, no. It's
and
the
he
killed
people in his dreams, and he was a pedophile.
Is the fact that, well, Freddy was scarier, number one. Number two, Robert Englund played... Freddy with both sarcasm, humor, and fear. Like, he had the mix of all three, and while the special effects were bad even for the time.
I think the concept of Freddy's scarier, but, I mean...
It just got ridiculous.
In the world of those movies, Freddy's more scary because you have to go to sleep at some point.
Yeah.
But as movies, the Jason movies were... He's just a guy with a ski mask and a machete, and you don't know why he's killing you. Freddy, he's just being a dick.
Yeah.
He's wanting to kill you because the parents killed him.
But Freddy has a longer lasting...
He does have the longevity.
Yeah, and that's why...
Hopefully his actor wasn't a method
actor. Robert Englund? Yeah, he was. Totally was a method actor.
Let's not say that.
He's not a pedophile. Oh. Okay.
Anyway, moving on. Candyman. Is going to
flop.
Be okay.
No, it's going to flop 100%.
It's going to flop because the Candyman as a concept is such a dumb concept.
It's not. Have you seen the original?
At some point, I probably did.
So, I implore
like,
you.
That sounds like something Nana would make.
Absolutely.
I implore you
I watched the first one.
rewatch Candyman and Candyman Farewell to the Flesh before you go see this movie, simply because it's going to give you a different outlook. Because if you go into the Candyman lore with this movie, you're going to miss out on everything that Tony Todd did to establish the Candyman character. Because I don't think Tony Todd is in this movie.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
I thought he was tag on it.
I'm going to look.
While he's doing that, I don't know. I think the concept of Candyman is a bit strange. They can do something cool with it. But there's already a, in real life, what would you call it?
Folklore.
Behind that sort of concept of saying somebody's name and they come and kill you.
Yeah.
So Tony Todd does come back as Candyman.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually quite a few because it's a wide known belief that if you stare into a mirror, you're actually staring into an alternate version of you or a evil version of you or your own soul.
That's weird.
Well, I don't like the backstory for this Candyman. That's what's bothering me. Unless it's just a...
That's actually what Us was based on, wasn't it? Was on that whole concept?
No. Us is way different. You need to rewatch the movie.
No, I mean the alternate version of you staring back at you.
Kind of.
It's a doppelganger.
Yeah.
Type situation.
But, so I love the Candyman movies. I love the lore. I love the setup behind it. I'm a huge Tony Todd fan. Huge. And that's really the only reason that I would watch this movie is because of Tony Todd. But I don't know that this movie is going to be the cult icon that the original was.
No, I don't think we'll ever have those ever again.
No, I don't think we will, but
I think
this is going to go the
I'm
way
not
Freddy
gonna say
and Jason.
I don't think the movie is going to be on that level because I mean, that's a big bar to hit. I don't, just watch, from watching the first Candyman, I don't think it even hits Freddy and Jason, Michael Myers' bar.
No,
like,
but I think...
They're up here and he's like right here.
Yeah.
And like Scream and... Those guys are, like, right here.
They're not great.
I have to disagree.
Scream and Ghostface?
With Scream?
No, Scream was good. The first one.
No, I'm saying it was horrible.
I think a Scary Movie or Scream. Because I watched Scary Movie first, and I was like, this sucks. And I watched Scream, and I was like, this isn't any different. I still like the Ghostface Killer thing.
The concept of Scream was good.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah.
And then they just
They didn't need to make any more after that.
No. See, I'm also a big Wes Craven fan. And he did the original.
Yeah, but Candyman will do...
I'm not a fan of people.
I think it's just going to be like every other modern horror movie.
It's
going to slop box office, but people go, oh, it was okay. It'll be a date night movie.
I think it'll be a date night movie.
That'd be a really weird date night.
In
modern times, the only horror movie, I think, like in the past, from 2010 to now, from 2015 to now, only horror movie that has done good was the Halloween movie.
Shaun of the Dead.
Well, I think pretty much any Rob Zombie movie, except for...
No, I'm not talking about Rob Zombie. I'm talking about 2018 Halloween.
Oh, okay. Oh, you were going, yeah, I thought you were going farther back.
No, 2015-ish. Now, I think that Halloween was the only one that did...
Of remix, or...?
Of horror movies that came out.
Us was pretty good in Get Out, and...
I didn't watch Get Out.
Gotta see Get Out.
Get Out's pretty good.
Get Out was really good. It's Jordan Peele's first movie.
Uh-huh.
And it's...
I'm just crazy
really
about it.
You're not a big horror fan, though.
I'm not a big horror fan.
I like psychological stuff. That's what that got me into.
So... We've got 20 minutes left. We'll take all 20 minutes on this last one.
Okay.
Make sure it's
I don't know what this last one is.
Halloween Kills.
Yes.
I think this is going to be
phenomenal.
It's going to be really good, but I also think it's going to be John Wick, but Michael Myers. It's just going to be him going through the city,
it's
going to
be exactly
murdering
that,
people as he goes, and it's going to come to Laurie Strode and Michael Myers. They're going to face off. I think Laurie might even die, but I think this needs to be the end of Halloween. I'm sure they'll make a third one where the daughter or the granddaughter is a horror movie or the killer and whatnot.
No, I don't. I think this needs to be the last one.
I'm going to have to correct you on horror movies. We've had amazing horror movies from 2015 to 2020.
If you say anything about Insidious or Conjuring,
don't even talk about it.
It was a good one.
Kind of 10 Cloverfield Lane. A Quiet Place 1 and 2.
Oh, I watched that.
Split.
Didn't watch that.
Split's not really a horror movie, though.
But it's a psychological horror.
It's more of a psychological movie.
We had Get Out.
It's a thriller.
I want to say It Follows is a good one.
It Follows is crap. Total crap.
Yeah, that was bad.
Horrible. I'll say anything.
The Witch. Did you guys watch The Witch?
Yes,
I did.
That was a good one?
Yes.
Okay. The Curse of La Llorona?
Haven't seen it.
Didn't watch it.
Probably HBO.
Don't Breathe. I don't know if you guys count that as a good movie.
I didn't see it,
no.
Okay.
The concept of it. I've heard about it. The concept of it was no.
Dr. Sleep.
Haven't seen it.
Invisible Man.
Invisible Man wasn't great.
It wasn't great, but it was there. Midsommar.
No.
Midsommar was really good. I liked
horrible.
It.
It was a crazy movie, but it was there.
None of them have that Freddy Jason quality.
They don't have the slasher film quality to it.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite genre of horror, period, is slasher, because it's fun to watch.
I don't know.
For me, they're fun to watch.
Definitely not fun for me to watch.
They're fun for me to watch just because I like to see the innovative ways that,
I don't know, since 2010... any horror movie that's been scary, it's just been a jump scare.
Yeah.
That's the only scary part. Oh, that was such a scary movie. No, it was a loud sound and a quick flash that scared you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened whenever we went to go watch that movie.
The Purge movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nothing. Oh, it was a scary movie. No.
It was like a story movie.
It was literally...
It was a story movie with jump scares.
It was literally a survival movie. Like a survival of the fittest movie. With jump scares.
Exactly, yeah.
And I bet you every person on this side, oh, it's such a scary movie. No.
It wasn't.
You just jump.
Halloween Kills.
Halloween Kills is going to be...
What I'm looking at is I'm looking at Halloween and Halloween Kills as John Carpenter's redemption.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at it as, because... So he did 1 and 2 originally. Actually, I think he did all of them. All of the Halloween movies.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then H2O.
I don't know if he did H2O.
Pretty sure he did
H2O. I think he did H2O.
He probably did, but...
I like H2O, though.
What?
I wasn't crazy about H2O.
It was better than the one with freaking... What's his name? The rapper? It was the...
That is the one with the rapper.
No.
You're talking about with LL Cool J?
No, there was the one with the TV series. They stayed at Michael's house, and they had the cameras set up everywhere. H2O was on a college campus.
Yeah, H2O was with LL Cool J.
Yeah,
he was
a security guard.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the one with the... I can't remember. I'm going to say it because it's going to be wrong.
That's all right. I'll continue with Halloween Kills. So I think these two are going to be John Carpenter's redemption for the
Halloween Resurrection. Was terrible.
Oh, yeah. That one was fun.
Busta Rhymes. Yeah.
But I think these two are his redemption for those movies. And it's his last foray into... Because John Carpenter's getting old.
He is.
And John Carpenter's got some amazing films other than the Halloween movies. But that's what everybody knows of John Carpenter, is the Halloween movies.
Yeah.
But I think this is his final hurrah from filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he wanted to go out with a bang. And
literally, the house is on fire.
Yes. And with Halloween Kills, I mean, just that opening scene.
I got a problem with Halloween Kills, though. Thank
God.
I feel like they showed too many kills in the trailer. They showed all the cool kills.
I don't think so.
No, I feel
they
like
did the same thing with Halloween, but then they showed more, and then they showed more action, and they showed better things.
Yeah, but the problem with Halloween, the first trailer, was that they showed the bathroom scene, and that was one of the most brutal ones. They shouldn't have showed any of that.
Right, and I think that the opening scene is probably going to be one of the most brutal in the movie, and they showed
yeah.
that in the trailer, but
I think they're going to extend it, because obviously 3 minutes compared to 2 hours.
Yeah.
But a lot of that is
it's to entice you to watch the movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah.
And of course I'm going to watch it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's I love the Halloween series. I loved it when Rob Zombie did the remake. Wasn't crazy about the second one.
Second one was weird. First one, he should have just stopped where he was. Stopped while he was ahead.
He should have retooled the second, because what he tried to do with the second one was incorporate both Halloween 2 and Season of the Witch into...
Why would you ever incorporate Season of the Witch?
Because that's kind of Michael Myers' backstory.
Oh.
Because in Season of the Witch, it explains that the reason why he doesn't die is that he is...
Otherworldly.
He's basically imbued with, like, an evil spirit. And that's what the Season of the Witch explains. It's like a coven that brought him back to life.
Which I guess is what the new movie is as well.
And I think that's kind of how, well, that's where Rob Zombie was going with number two.
Yeah, I think in this Halloween Kills, not crazy about the title, but it's kind of growing on me.
It's a bit weird.
It doesn't roll off the tongue right. But Halloween Kills, I think, they'll depict them as this, God that can't be killed, then they'll kill him and then bring him back in about 20 years.
Well, I think that they'll be able to kill him. I just don't think that, like, the whole God concept is very fun.
Right.
It's not.
And I think you're right. I think that Lori is actually going to die in this one, and her granddaughter is going to pick up where she left off. Because we saw the fight between Michael and the granddaughter.
I really hope she dies and Michael dies and then they end it.
This definitely needs to be the last one. If they make a third one,
it better
just be John Wick, but Michael Myers, and he's just killing people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want no story. If that's what you're going to do, then do it. Don't play me and just, oh, so-and-so is back. No, Michael Myers has a kitchen knife, and he's going to go kill people.
Watch out. Yeah. You killed a man with a cup.
He does actually kill a woman with a...
fluorescent light bulb.
It was a fluorescent light bulb, which I thought was kind of...
It was a vase.
No, it was a fluorescent light bulb.
It was something glass tube and it had to sharpen, and it slowly just walked into her neck with it.
It was the fluorescent light bulb for the kitchen.
Yeah,
he took it down and smashed it,
yeah.
And he just kind of pushed it.
He's like cutting butter. He just...
Yeah.
I'm going to poke you.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
I'm going to poke you with this light bulb.
Yeah. So
your neck bleeding, my bad.
did I nick your carotid artery? Yeah, my bad.
Can I take your kitchen knife, please? Thank you.
I
much appreciated.
You're not going to need that knife anymore. It's my knife.
Hey, I'm going to take this if you don't mind.
Hey, yo, I'm going to borrow this.
They'll kill me and they'll bring it back to you. It'll be held in evidence for 20 years.
Yeah. So, but yes, I'm definitely looking forward to Halloween Kills.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good.
So, we got through all of the lists that we had.
What's your five most anticipated ones? You can look at the list.
So, my five most anticipated are obviously Halloween Kills,
mm-hmm.
The Batman,
mm-hmm.
Snake Eyes,
mm-hmm.
Morbius, and Venom 2.
Okay.
Those are my five most anticipated. And you'll notice that the two Marvels were not on my most anticipated.
There's one on the list that I didn't put on the list is the Titans show.
Oh, okay. So that's top of the list? Because that's on a different list because that's TV series. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. But going off of the movie list that you have,
mm-hmm.
those are my top five.
Yeah. My top five most anticipated.
Uh-huh.
DC Titans.
Of course.
I'm just incorporating it all.
Okay.
Trailers and stuff.
Yeah.
DC Titans, The Batman, Snake Eyes, Halloween Kills, and Morbius.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah, I would, if I had to incorporate...
I'm going to take Morbius out and do Venom 2.
I'm a little bit more excited for Venom 2, but I think Morbius will be...
See, for me, Morbius and Venom 2 are right there
yeah.
on the same level.
Honestly,
me.
You can switch out Morbius and Venom 2.
Yeah, they're both, they're right there on the same level. I mean, they're both in my top five that I want to see from the list that we have.
Yeah. Do you guys have any ones you're super excited about?
I'm actually really excited about Shang-Chi.
Yeah. I think Shang-Chi will be good. It'll be a fun movie, like a fun end of the summer movie, back to school.
I'm hoping it blows our minds.
Yeah.
That's
I think it'll be nice, good, like, I don't know. I don't think it'll be bad, but I don't think it'll be best Marvel movie. No.
I'm hoping for an Iron Man reaction versus a
Captain
Iron Man versus a Captain Marvel reaction, yes.
I mean, I'm not really, I wouldn't say, like, individual movies. I am excited to kind of see Marvel back in action and where they're going to go with this new chapter.
Okay.
I can't even say I'm excited. Like, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
Because I got very used to what was Marvel.
Yeah.
And I am very much looking forward to the new Thor movie, actually. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Austin, you got any other... Besides Shang-Chi?
No, I kind of agree. I mean, like, I'm sort of excited for Venom, but I feel it in my gut that it's going to be a lot like the first one. I really like Tom Hardy in the role. I think he did an amazing role in the first one. He really looks, he's good at looking like he got fucked up.
Looks like he's always...
That's just his character. He always looks like he's been punched in the face.
Yeah. Looks like he's been beaten down by life. No matter what role he plays.
Even though he's worth millions.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see him, but I don't think that movie is going to be the best. But I'm pretty excited for Morbius because I like vampires and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd definitely say Batman and DC are up there.
Yeah.
And Titans.
Yeah.
My top two.
I'm actually more excited about DC properties right now than I am about the Marvel properties.
Yeah, I think they both got good potential, though.
I think so.
I would definitely have to disagree, just because a lot of Batman going on, and then Suicide Squad. Not too excited about either of them.
Well,
I think Robert Pattinson will do a good job, but I'm just not excited to see another Batman.
I like Batman.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah. There's so much you can do with him.
Yeah. Different avenues you can take.
Yeah. Especially... You know, like in his younger years, because we didn't really...
This is the youngest we'll see Batman, besides in Batman Begins.
Yeah. And in Batman Begins, it was straight from the streets to training to...
First bat suit.
To first bat suit.
Oh,
and
his first bat suit was kind of out there. Like, it looked like his, like, fourth or fifth year as Batman type of bat suit.
Yeah, it didn't look... We didn't get that year one feel from... Batman Begins that I think we're going to get from the Batman.
Yeah.
And that's what we needed, is we needed a year one feel for, it went quick into, oh, look, I've got all this money, I've got all this research equipment, and, you know, I can do anything I want versus improvising with what you have before you're able to fully understand what you need. He jumped into exactly what he needed before he figured out what he would need in order to fight crime.
He didn't get the Batmobile until the second Tumblr. He didn't get that until Dark Knight. What's good? He didn't really have a vehicle in Batman Begins.
Right, but it's still... He was too crisp as Batman.
Yeah.
And Batman Begins versus...
It feels like he was a veteran Batman compared to a fresh Batman.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing a fresh Batman in the Batman.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
All right.
Good show.
Really good show.
A good show.
So we've got about 5 minutes left.
I was expecting Austin to play the penis.
My gosh! So Friday night, we do not have a note by note. It's still on hiatus. Although I do want to say, early, a very happy anniversary to Miss Angel.
Aw, happy anniversary to you too.
Our anniversary is Friday night. We're going to celebrate by drinking lots of alcohol and playing D&D. So.
Not lots of alcohol. I've been sober all weekend.
No, we're going to have fun. No, that's going to be our anniversary night. And then we'll plan.
We have our annual Applebee's date set at some point after.
Yeah. So we don't have to celebrate our anniversary on our anniversary.
He knows I love him.
You guys are going to celebrate with probably dying.
Shut up. Sir.
That's going to be our worst anniversary ever, including the ones that I spent overseas.
Sir.
What?
Not kind.
Sweet.
Make safe choices.
We try. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, please support your veterans, fire police, and EMS. They're out there every day putting their lives on the line for you. Don't judge 99% by the 1%. And as always, be safe, be smart, and watch you back here every night that we broadcast on Wicked Curiosity Media. Every Sunday night for Movie of the Week. We haven't won this Sunday, Austin?
Sure.
Okay, we got to find a movie. Every Tuesday night for Falling from Grace podcast.
Yep, yep.
Which I don't know if we're having one next week.
I don't know yet.
Considering what day
I know
the 19th is.
I know it.
Considering what day Tuesday is.
I know what day Tuesday is. So.
Okay. I won't be broadcasting.
Tuesday.
No.
Tuesday.
We will probably not actually be having a Falling from Grace next week because it is Dan's birthday. Whoop.
And then the following Wednesday for Cinephiles?
21st.
Yeah.
Shopping.
Yeah.
Oops.
All right.
It's not his birthday. The 19th is Cheetah's.
No, Tuesday's the 20th.
Oh.
That's my birthday.
Anyways.
I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday night. Have a wonderful rest of your week. We will see you back here Sunday night for Movie of the Week. Y'all have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
There it is.
Drip it down, it's just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. Not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave. These will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost. And I ain't too proud to give up.